The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And it's 8 a.m. Central Time where we are. And, of course, the Power Mall is now open, 877-817-9829, if you want to talk to Power Hour Jay. And make a donation and get that free Vitamir toothpaste, $25 or more. Keep us on the air. Fashion retailer Express has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, shuttering nearly 100 stores. Of course, this is a fashion retailer, Express, Inc. You remember the Express stores? More than 95 stores have been closed. Company's closing down all the Upwest stores. That's a subsidiary with locations across several states. This is the Columbus, Ohio-based clothing retailer. It's also the parent company, the Bonobos brand. Announced a decision yesterday. The locations to be shut down have not been released, but closing stores will begin today. This is when all the closing sales start. Express says it expects to conduct business as usual in all the other stores, including the ones that are going to close. It is going to happen. It's part of the Chapter 11 protection to facilitate the sale process. As of now, the company operates about 530 Express retail and Express factory outlet stores around the U.S. and Puerto Rico, as well as 72 other related stores. Also, George Allen Kelly, remember the guy that fired several shots of his AK-47, but they couldn't find a bullet in the Gabriel Quinn Boutimea second-degree murder? Well, they found a mistrial. They got a mistrial out of the deal. Jurors couldn't agree. So they're going to set a status hearing toward the end of the month, April 29th, in which the prosecution's either going to move to schedule a retrial or move to dismiss the case. Well, here's the thing. You know, defense lawyer Kathy Lothorp, after the judge declared a mistrial, said it's a victory. It's the second best answer, not guilty, then a mistrial. So either way, it's a win, not just the perfect win. So lead defense lawyer Brenna Larkin said the state's got 60 days to call a new trial or dismiss the case. We'll know Monday, she told the Epoch Times, referring to the April 29th hearing. So right now, I mean, if they couldn't make it work, then what makes you think it's going to happen again? So lessons to be learned from George Allen Kelly's mistakes. Whether you think you did something right or wrong, if you're way out in the middle of the boonies, I mean, come on, think about the consequences. When you call the authorities, you look at all these illegals coming across and they can do whatever they want and nobody's doing anything about it, including the law. I mean, look at the soccer match that went up in New England, up in that area, and 30 illegals, most of them, you know, African descent, show up on the pitch and refuse to leave. And so, fearing that there was going to be a confrontation, they canceled the soccer match. And the law enforcement did nothing. And the illegals refused to leave. What are we supposed to do when they show up on your property and you feel threatened? What are you supposed to do? And you live way out in the middle of BFE. What are you supposed to do? How, if they're not going to be there, you know, what happens when the EMP hits and we have no power and 911 doesn't work? Then what are you going to do? You can't call the cops. Then what are you going to do? I mean, we're so close, because right now we've had people on the show that have said it's a matter of if, you know, when, not if, right? Let's get that straight. When, not if. This is what all these Chinese nationals that came into this country illegally, military age, what are you going to do? You going to call 911 and say, I just shot a half dozen Chinese illegals trying to break into my house? What are you going to do? Then they're going to come arrest you. Why would you bring trouble on yourself like that? I mean, you think about the consequences. Oh, but the law says, no. Hey, you know, if the Constitution is suspended, there is no law. It's military at that point. That's what's left over. See, military. Martial law means military. And see, if the whole country has gone to hell in a handbasket, there really military is not going to do any good, especially with that wonderful interview we had with Amber Smith yesterday. We have a woke military out there. Oh, we're just going to sit at home and polish our nails. I mean, how crazy can you get? What are you going to do? Because they're not going to be there to protect you. No, they're all going to run home to mama. They got to protect their own home and their own families. Same with law enforcement. What are you going to do? You going to think about this now? Because any number of things could happen in this year because, you know, I mean, if they're going to run garbage like they are about Alabama girls trying to cross state line to go get an abortion, and they're going to run fear porn like that and allow it to happen, and people are going to buy this garbage, what are you going to do? Because all these woke people are going to react improperly in the way you want them to react when something bad happens. Phil in Florida, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Hi, Dave. Boy, I'm glad you mentioned the Constitution. I'd like to remind us all of the First Amendment. I hope I can get this out and we can stay on point and the facts. You really got me this morning, Dave.
I got you this morning.
The protest. Like the other mornings. But the protest, Dave, I'd like to stick to this.
I know. Go ahead.
Here we go. I'd like to stick to the protest, the First Amendment. I don't know if you were reading from the headlines, but I lost count of the times you said anti-Israel. The words are so key in the people that write these headlines. The First Amendment, my God, we have a right, and if we don't use it, we lose it to protest, assemble. I'm getting tongue-tied. You know the First Amendment.
I sure do. You're right on, Phil.
And this thing with the cops we should be screaming from the rooftops about the cops and not, you know, the forces that be not allowing the First Amendment to be exercised. And you know, I think of the Vietnam War. I think of the right to life. I think of so many other things. The influence of Israel. And I want to distinguish between opinion and fact, you know, and stay on that. You know, there's been over 30,000 Palestinians killed by the Israeli, which is, it's a government and their own military. This is a foreign state, and I'm just sick of these people conflating or confusing the religion, the Jewish religion, with the actual foreign state of Israel and its the use of its military, which is funded by us, U.S. taxpayers. If we ever have a right to criticize what this other nation is doing, they're doing it on our dime, using our weapons. And this is just burning me, Dave. You know, that's not opinion. That these are facts. It's over 30,000 some odd Palestinians have been killed. These are facts that the land has been taken. You know, you look at the Nakba, you look at the maps, you know, and realize how that land was taken and how many Palestinians were killed. And to this very day, you know, settlers from other countries come in and just I think we've got to, that's not opinion, man. This is fact. And it's being done on our dime. And even if it wasn't, it's wrong. I go back to that. I'm not really religious like you guys are, and I don't know the Bible, but what would Jesus do? I don't think he'd be okay with this stuff, man. And if there was ever a guy who protested the powers that be and stood for right versus wrong, my understanding of this guy, Jesus, he walked the walk.
yeah, he did.
I don't I don't know, Dave, were you actually reading from the headlines where they said, I mean, they must have said anti-Israel.
Yes. This is what our media is doing.
Like 18 different times, man.
Bill, yes, I know. I want to clarify. Thanks for your call. I want to clarify this for those of you that understand I'm reading from the headlines, right? These are news headlines. Now, if I was to sanitize the headlines, people would go, Dave, please don't sanitize the news. This is what they're doing. Phil, I agree with you. We are entitled to free speech. But as the headlines, you get into the story and we start to pick it apart and analyze it, okay? Things got out of hand and people started getting arrested when they, A, refused to leave because the college campus is it's run by a nonprofit. It's a corporation still, but it's run by a corporation. Corporations that receive federal funding, corporations that receive state funding, corporations that have alumni that contribute to them. Now, these pro-Palestinian protesters, okay, let's switch the tables around. Instead of saying anti-Israel, let's say pro-Palestinian. Let's switch the game, switch the cards, change the narrative, okay? Because if it isn't anti-Israel, it's pro-Palestinian because we have to have a protagonist and we have to have an antagonist. Otherwise, we don't have an argument. So, all right, yeah. Do they have a right to speak freely? Yes. Did the people that went to J6 at the Capitol have a right to peacefully protest and yell, stop the steal and everything else and stay outside the barricades? Yes, they did. But you see, things got out of hand, like some of these protests. How about the summer of 2020? Let's go back to that. Longer we're talking about protests. Did the protesters in the summer of 2020 pass the point of peacefully demonstrating and holding up signs like they did in Selma? We shall overcome. And walk arm in arm, and all of a sudden they get beat up by cops. White cops beating up black people, and it all gets put on TV because now we have optics. Oh, yeah, you see, that stirs the emotion. It gets people irate. And now we get people out there that understand what genocide is. They understand that we've got all this money going to Israel, and then we had Dr. Rachel Ehrenfeld on. Remember how you all treated her? She sounded like Frau Farbissinet. Lies! Yeah. You know, where are you getting your information from? Oh, you know, see, this is this tit-for-tat think tank stuff that's going on. And see, when you have Congress bought off the way they are and we the people keep electing these jerk-offs into office. Phil, I agree with you. We are entitled to our First Amendment, but the thing is, like Sherry said, why can't we vote with our wallet? We can vote with our feet, too. We can go to the polls and vote. And for those of you that don't want to go and vote, I'm sorry, that is on you. I got a book in my hat, little hand here, by Congressman Jody Heiss. It was just sent to me. I'm reading it right now. Notice I bookmarked it. Okay. This right here, he talks about elections and what your right is to be a voter. It's a sacred trust. This is the only thing right now that's saving this country. Every 4 years, we have a national revolution. And you want to sit at home and bellyache and not get to the damn polls and vote? Really? I don't want to hear it. You want to call up and whine, hey, vote with your feet. Get to the polls and make a difference. You have a local way to make a difference. I understand freedom of speech. I get it. They have a right to protest. They don't have a right to burn buildings. They don't have a right to assault police officers, but they have a right to make their voices heard. They have a right to march. They have a right to peacefully assemble. That's what the First Amendment says. And when they take away their rights, that's wrong. I get it. But they have a right to their opinion. And if they don't agree with the opinion, they want to hang up on me during the middle of a show, they're entitled to do that too. Because they don't want to handle the other side's argument. See, that's the whole idea about having a conversation with people. It's the whole idea is to keep it civil on an even playing field. And see, when all the lights go out and there's no electricity in America, the playing field is even. We're all in the same boat then. Now you either got to learn to get along or you're going to kill each other, right? You see, we go to extremes here. You see what's happening? And all these college kids who are on the outside pissing and moaning about the fact that, oh, you have to work 40 hours a week. Welcome to the real world. Although those out there that are listening to the show that are retired know where I'm going with this. You know what I'm talking about. You worked your butt off. And now if you're retired, okay, I don't believe in retirement. I'm sorry. I'm going to work till I drop dead. I just don't. The Bible, like I said, uses the word retire twice in the book. Go to sleep, get up next day, go to work. It's okay. You make a choice. It is your choice. You have free will. God gave you that free will. God gave you the right to go out and demonstrate. God gave you the right to do whatever you want. Life, liberty, and property. We have a constitution that protects it and protects freedom of speech. But when martial law gets declared, God forbid, all that goes away. I want you to understand crisis mode here. That's why we're having these conversations. And when the power goes out and everybody's on a level playing field, that conversation we need to be having too. Because people think, oh, got to put on your tinfoil hat. Apparently they haven't been to Ukraine to see what starvation looks like. Because they did that to Ukrainians too. I mean, there are people out there that know the whole back channel. And I get it. This is one of the reasons why, you know, when it comes to reporting news, it's like, man, I really want to leave the Israel-Palestinian thing out of it. But now they're arresting students who should be in class learning because them and their parents are paying for them to get a higher education. But instead, they're out there protesting and causing a ruckus, even though, yes, they're entitled to free speech. I get it. I get it. But when you start burning buildings like the summer of 20 and yelling defund the police and all of a sudden we the people aren't safe anymore, freedom of speech, oh, now we have to look at the Second Amendment. How are you going to defend yourself when freedom of speech stops and people start taking the law into their own hands? Or they don't take the law into their own hands, they start committing illegal acts and you are the target. This is what we need to be thinking about, folks. Brady in Arizona.
Good morning, Dave. I was, you know, I heard Phil talking, and he said all these different wars all over the world been for the last 50 years. It's kind of funny. It's all on our dime, and I heard a thing, a guy talking yesterday. If the dollar went to zero, all wars current and all new wars in the future would be eliminated.
Hard to say, Brady. Hard to say because of this digital currency. Look at what they could do with blockchain. They could create digital currency into the trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars, and the banks would be loving it because they're in complete control of the war.
But when your dollar fails to buy one bomb, and it's the equivalent of nothing because it's paper money, and people realize now that all fiat money goes to zero after time, and the evil dollar, which has been funneling all these wars and all for 50 years, when that goes to zero, there will be peace on Earth. And I think we're getting to a close time because the Great Reset is the Great Satan, which is the Great Dollar, is going to zero, and it will be replaced. And we're going back to the Bible money, which is gold and silver, and you're going to see a gold-to-silver ratio of probably 10 to 1. So right now you're looking at $2,300 gold, and you're looking 10 to 1, so that would make it $230 an ounce silver. So for all you people listening, when silver is at $30 an ounce, you better be going out there right now and scarping up as many silver shekels as you can.
Yeah, I agree, Brady. As a matter of fact, you know, right now it's a little over 28. So, you know, and the premiums are low, and this is a time to buy, and I appreciate your input on that. Thanks for your call. Kevin in Ohio, good morning, sir.
Yeah, I read an article yesterday. Did you see where 200 Democrats had to vote with Republicans on a issue? I don't know how what they're calling it, but the Biden administration has been diverting funds that is supposed to go to archery and shooting training in high school, in schools.
Yeah.
And they ended up stopping Biden. So they're still going to fund the archery and shooting. But that just wants to keep, you know, they want to keep people out of the woods, right, and be self-sufficient. Secondly, did you mention Ukraine money included $300 million for their border security?
No, I didn't. We didn't get that far into the thing yet, but I appreciate you doing it because this is exactly what, you know, we're protecting their border, but not ours. The real fun thing, Gaines, Kevin, is that, you know, I did call on the situation in Ukraine as far as starvation and what's going to happen in America when everything goes to hell in a handbasket. I mean, this is it. And people are not paying attention. They're not looking at the real big picture here. We have a Congress that's out of control. We the people keep electing the same morons to go back in there and deceive us. They've got the goods on them. That deep state's got a file on every single person there, and they're telling them what to do. They're marching in lockstep like Nazis, and they're coming against us. We the people, they don't care what we think. And it's time, you know, if we don't go to the polls and fight back, I mean, this is our inherent revolution right now that we're having in this country, is the ability to go vote before they try to take that away. And if that goes, I'm sorry, but we will be in another civil war. It's inevitable.
Yeah, two things real quick. I think when you talk about appeals for Trump, I think those judges will, you know, they'll just pick more criminals to play judge. And then lastly, I found out finally what DEI stands for. It stands for didn't earn it, right?
I love it. That's good. I love it. Didn't earn it. Yeah, there you go. That describes the DEI going on in college campuses, because they get out and they want a $75,000 job. Didn't earn it. Sorry, you got to go to Mickey D's and flip burgers out of college. Sorry, there's no jobs. You wanted to do what? You got a degree in forestry. Oh my, you know, what's the other useless degrees that people go out and get? Oh, because we'd like to, because somebody will pay us 75 grand a year when we get out. Kevin, boy, you make a good point. I appreciate your call. Mike in Alaska, you have a little input here this morning?
Yes, good morning. Yeah, it was about the earlier raid. Yesterday was April 22nd, the anniversary of Elian Gonzalez being taken from his aunt after his mom and 11 others drowned escaping from Cuba. And the jackbooted thug has never been named. I've been trying to find his name. That came in and pointed the MP5 at him. But James Goldman, agent in charge, said there was 250 feds on that one raid. So even though you see 25 breaking in, there's hundreds behind them. And talk about crooked. The feds have been crooked for so long. I mean, but you're right. You're right there, Dave. And I never forgot the anthrax, what the feds did on that, how they created the scare. And then they found the guy dead, supposedly, that made the anthrax, supercharged it. And he was a federal agent. And I'll tell you what, the Clintons, though, they're so corrupt. They're so corrupt. And Janet Reno, she was in charge of Waco. Did you ever hear the story about the helicopter that dropped the bomb on that, Dave?
No, I wasn't familiar. I knew about the helicopter, you know, firing the 7.62 by 39 rounds. I knew they were doing that.
I didn't hear that one, but yeah, I heard on InfoWars that it might have been the Health Ranger, Mike. I forget his name, but anyway, he said that there's actual footage of a bomb being dropped out of a helicopter at high altitude on that big square building. But, you know, and also, thanks a lot for calling up here to Planet Fitness. It's 907-374-4441. You guys have been saying go woke or go broke. They've already lost $500 million. I hope they go out of business.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a feeling.
I hope they go out of business, Dave.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, Kevin. They need to, you know, because people apparently they don't understand. You know, you cannot. We have to have some respect here because the majority of people, when you look at the fact that the transgender community counts for less than 0.1%, and I'm talking about gays, lesbians, all the people in the LGBTQ, let's get Biden to quit crowd. Everybody mm-hmm. that's in that is just amounts to, and now we have to cater to them and we have to open up our locker rooms to them. And it's like, look, anybody mm-hmm. that wants to go along with this stuff, I'm sorry, we're just going to stop going there. You know, I think yeah. that treadmills are going to be at home are going to become, you know, in these little gyms at home are going to become the in thing now. And people are going to quit going to Planet Fitness. So if you have a gym equipment company, you're probably going to make some money now.
And they keep adding letters behind the LGBTQ. Now they've got R on there. And Brady told me they got R on there now. I go, what's R mean, Brady? He goes, robot. Oh, man, that was so funny.
That's all
I started cracking up, man.
Yeah, can you imagine that?
They got A on there for animal, and it's just Baphomet gone crazy.
I know
but anyway.
The furries, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we got furries in colleges biting people, dressed up as cats biting people. You got to love it. That's assault, folks. Kevin, thanks for your call. This is just getting nuttier by the minute. Jeff in North Carolina, you're our last caller this morning. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, good morning, Dave. I got a couple points here. I was sitting here with my wife, and I figured out what I'm going to do, Dave. I'm going to, there's a Planet Fitness about 5 minutes from where I live here. I'm going to get an AI girlfriend, and then I'm going to join Planet Fitness, and then I'm just going to say adios to my wife, and I'll have it made.
Okay.
I'll be good to go.
Yeah.
But hey, Dave, seriously, though, this, you were talking about this generation, right? Generation, I guess, Z, you could call it. You know, you really bring out some good points. They, you know, they really do suck. I mean, really, their thought process, the music, the everything about this generation, Z, sucks to the absolute max. So that's just the bottom way to put it, the best way to put it, Dave. I mean, well, what do you think?
Well, Jeff, the thing is that, you know, I sometimes feel sorry for them because they're that stupid. They were duped into believing all this stuff and thinking, you know, they can't. But then I look at the parents and I'm going, look, mom and dad, you sent them to the school. You put them there. You put people in a path where you should have taught the child the way they should go. And when we took God out of the schools and aborted and made a mess of the churches, When all this started to go down and they started attacking Christians, which they're still doing, you know, they're starting to attack Christian colleges now. When all this starts going to hell in a handbasket, Jeff, that's when this country turns away from God. That's when all the, you know, this is when why these people are doing what they're doing is because they've all subscribed and thought it's better to follow Satan rather than follow God. So that's where we're at. And we're also out of time. We're at the break. Thanks for your call, sir. God bless you. Wow. Crazy as it is. Yeah, I know. Hey, all calls today, you guys are right on point. You get it. I understand completely. And we appreciate you more than you know. We will be back with Justin Porter from North American Urban Spice after these important messages from the Power Hour. Stay with us.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars, and when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
It's Joy Schmiley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi everyone, this is Catherine, producer of the Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function, and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and highly bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. 9829.
And it's 33 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. where we are, Central Time, this Tuesday. And of course, we have the infamous Justin Porter from North American Urban Spice. And this gentleman, by the way, he's a director of sales. And he's had a career in professional and semi-pro soccer, All-American at Lynn University in Boca Raton, Florida, currently studying for his PhD. So we have all this knowledge piled higher and deeper, which is what PhD stands for. He's a holistic natural health and nutrition guy that spent about 15 years self-diagnosing, trying to fix himself. And he's doing a pretty good job at it if you look at this guy. And he works out and he takes all this good stuff from North American Urban Spice. And we're so happy to have him back on the show again. It's always a pleasure, Justin.
Yeah, great to see you, Dave. It's been a little while, so I've been missing you guys.
So now you have been out in the public and doing conferences. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we've been kind of on the road here and there, and we've been doing kind of back-to-back seminars. Spent a week in the southeast, meeting with stores, meeting with the public, and just going on, pretty much educating about the crazy world that we live in, and looking to provide solutions to all the problems that we're seeing. And you know, there's a lot of sickness out there, but a lot of people waking up. That is definitely what we're seeing.
For sure. Now, I have in my hand, for those of you watching us on video live stream, a bottle of Purely Men. Oh, hi, I'm Purely Men. You need to take me every day. Yeah. So how often, how many of these do you take a day?
I've been taking three a day. So,
wow. Dude, it's no wonder. You probably don't have leg cramps, do you?
Yeah, I don't have leg cramps. My focus has never been better. And yeah, I just feel amazing on it. And if I miss a day, then in fact, last night I had some work to do and I couldn't get my head kind of in the game, you know. So I was there and I thought, you know what, I haven't taken my Purely Min today. So I popped three of those. And you know what, I got everything done that I needed to do and I felt a lot better.
Now, this is a 90 capsule container right here in my hot little hand, which means if you're taking what Justin is taking, three a day, are you taking them with meals?
I don't, actually. I usually take them in my fasting window. So typically. So, yeah, it's a good time to take it because so you don't want magnesium to compete with other minerals that you're taking. So, you know, that's why I do it as much as anything. And like I said, I mean, the difference between taking it and not taking it is really noticeable. And there's not a lot of supplements on the market where you can really say that. That is a huge one for me.
Right. Now, there's 279 milligrams of this. Wow. I mean, this, of course, you know, they have to put the daily adult value in here. But see, there's 30 servings in one container. So this is basically a month's supply for those of you out there that are going to follow the same regimen. You know what? I'm going to start doing the three a day, too. Mm-hmm. I want to see what it does for my mental acuity. And I already know that it's stopping the leg cramps, even taking one a day.
That's great.
I'm just frugal. You know me. I want to stretch it out as much as I can. But you're taking three a day, and this is what's happening in your mental acuity when you need focus. That helps. So, people, there's another reason why you take Purely Min is because of that. And so we have that at the Power Mall. And that's what we're basically talking about right now. So the fundamentals of magnesium, we've had a conversation before, but we always try to achieve more clarity in conversation when we're talking about calcium versus magnesium and do they compete with each other and how does that work?
Yeah, it's interesting with minerals because, you know, there is, you know, such depletion in our soils today that it's almost impossible to get it from our food supply. And if you read, you know, mainstream articles, then they actually really downplay that conversation. They always say, oh, you can get everything from your food. And all the RDAs are really way below where they should be. And, you know, now there is certainly an upper limit of minerals, but when you're taking them, they do compete for absorption in different areas of the body. You know, so calcium and magnesium is a great example where both are absolutely critical for bone health, but you are better off taking them for, you know, apart from each other. And, you know, magnesium is such a critical mineral. You know, I think we're saying 50% at least of people are deficient. So where calcium has an abundance of sources, it's still, you know, if you're going to take a supplement of calcium, you're probably taking limestone. So, you know, we really, really talk to people about taking things like the Bone Active, where you have bioavailable calcium and phosphorus, taking that within, you know, your diet. But then, you know, taking the magnesium, the Purely Min, in the morning, first thing is what I recommend. You know, some people, you know, obviously get concerned because there is a reputation of magnesium being used for calming or for sleep, where it is critical for those factors. You're not going to get put into a drowsiness with this type of these types of magnesium that are in the Purely Min. But it will also help at the end of the day with your sleep because, you know, that mineral is absolutely critical. We're talking about 300 different functions in the body that magnesium plays a role in. So, you know, if you're deficient in magnesium, then those 300 actions, whether it's, you know, enzymatic processes that you don't even know about, or if it's, you know, more noticeable things like leg cramps, then you're going to be in a real situation if you are deficient in magnesium.
But has it been helping the, since we're talking about 300 different things that it affects the body by having a shortage of magnesium in the system, the most noticeable ones, what are we talking about here?
Well, you know, you're talking about sleep. Obviously, there's you know, magnesium plays such a role in the nervous system that, you know, mood disorders, you know, depression, anxiety, you know, all these things that, you know, we stoke up to kind of hormonal situations. You know, my serotonin levels are off, and we're also kind of the propaganda is telling us that, you know, we don't have the right amount of dopamine being produced. The reality is that we have to always look at our nutrition first. You know, what are we deficient in? What is the diet lacking? And mood disorders is an absolutely huge factor with magnesium deficiencies. You know, you would add obviously zinc deficiency, B vitamins in there as well to look at, but it's most commonly magnesium, you know, and vitamin D as well. So, and all of those play roles together to actually, you know, increase absorption of one another. So amazing when you really dial into it. Bone health as well is another one where, you know, there are 12 minerals that make up the bones, and the mainstream guidance and the registered dietitian kind of craziness will say calcium, 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 and then forget about everything else. And, you know, so magnesium is often the most missed in that as well. But yeah, there's just ongoing factors with magnesium in the most obvious sense. They are the critical ones.
Right. So see, you don't have to look for symptoms. And I have one of these Purely Men's right here in my hot little hand. Justin, you can recognize that pill. Now, it's not really a gorilla pill, folks. So don't be panicking, because I'm going to take it, because this 2-hour show that I do is my fasting period. So I'm going to take it right now. And that's with my lemon water. So now you saw me take it. Now, this is one of the reasons why you need to get on thepowermall.com. We have a limited supply of these in stock, so you need to buy them out. This is a 30-day supply. At least try it and see if it doesn't make a difference. And you do the 3 a day, and after 1 month, you call the show and you tell me that this hasn't helped. Because I'm telling you right now, any kind of magnesium supplement is good for the body right now, and it's good to build up. Now, the thing is about that, there's something different about this. Looking at all of this, this doesn't have oregano in it, does it?
No, it doesn't. One of the few products that we didn't either use.
I had to bring that up because, see, I'm looking at the label going, wait a minute, what's missing from this? You know, because I'm always expecting there to be oregano there because we're always talking about oregano. But no, there isn't. As a matter of fact, this is 100% GMO free. And the capsule is a cellulose, right?
Yeah, we use it's a tapioca capsule, and really is, you know, obviously as clean as it can get. And most supplements are made with magnesium stearate, which is the flow agent that, you know, you go and look at, I think 98% of labels. So when you use a flow agent like magnesium stearate, it's to speed up production, so it flows through the machine. But when you put that into your body, it also flows through the body much quicker as well. And you just don't get the absorption rate of the final product because of that magnesium stearate. So, you know, stearic acid, which is part of what magnesium stearate is also linked to DNA damage in studies with animals. So there's a lot going on in our industry. And obviously big pharma use it like it's going out of fashion. So, that's a big, big factor. It means you're going to absorb more. It means you're not going to hurt the body in any way. So that's in all of our products.
Right. Now, so the thing is that L-theanine, that's another thing that's in this as well. What's that for?
Yeah, L-theanine is an amino acid that's typically found in green tea. And, you know, what it's really been celebrated for is that kind of calm and focus response that it induces. It's synergistic with magnesium. So, you know, we added it in there. You know, we tested a few different varieties of this formula. And the L-theanine is a really, really healthy dose. You know, I think you go out and buy just a straight L-theanine supplement, and it's most likely going to have, you know, 250 milligrams or even less. But they always then use the fillers to make the capsules look fuller. So you're taking these capsules, you think you're just taking L-theanine, and quite often they'll put in things like microcrystalline cellulose, which is actually wood pulp. And that wood pulp will fill that capsule up. You'll have the little bit of L-theanine, but what that wood pulp is doing to the body, we don't know. So that's another, you know, really, really important factor. So the L-theanine in there is a really healthy dose, very safe, and combines very, very nicely with the magnesium for that full effect.
So that's a thing that I always look at when I'm talking about amino acids and stuff like that and what you actually are taking. It's like you eat a box of cereal and then you find out that there's not only glyphosate sprayed all over the contents of it and other stuff, chelatiform or whatever that is. I forget the name of it. But the thing is that they also, I remember the rumors that went around about there was sawdust in it. And I'm just like, oh, for God's sakes, why are they doing this? And then the boxes, the packages are getting smaller. See, that's the one thing you don't have to worry about Purely Men, is that capsule isn't going anywhere. That's going to stay the same size, and it's loaded with the genuine goodness. There is no artificial substitutes and none of the added wood pulp and all the other crap that's in all the rest of this stuff. That's what I like about it. So, you know, that's one of the reasons I have it in my hot little hand right now, is because I'm taking it, and you need to be taking it if you want to start seeing results. We still have some left, but like I said, I can't vouch for how many, but, you know, they should be flying off the shelf right now at the Power Mall. So you need to either go online at thepowermall.com and order it, or you need to call Jay right now, make sure it's in stock, and get it ordered as quickly as you can. You know, we've got some announcements coming up next week about our relationship with North American Urban Spice, and I'll let Justin come on the show next week and talk about that. But as far as, you know, the other ingredients that are in here are all natural ingredients. Where do they come from?
Yeah, so it's, you know, all minerals that are, they are bonded to amino acids and made in the USA. So, you know, we're not going over and getting these minerals synthesized in China, where the majority of the minerals out there are coming from. And, you know, the issue with that is not necessarily that there are, you know, everything's bad that's coming out of China. It's the lack of control and you know, kind of uniformed results that you get when you do, you know, provide, get things from that country. So made in the USA, like it should be, very stringent quality controls. And again, there are so many different types of magnesium. And, you know, we want to be utilizing the ones that are going to be absorbed by the body, not cause us to run to the bathroom. You know, you have the mainstream kind of medical model who do prescribe magnesium. They always use the magnesium oxide. Magnesium oxide will just go straight through the body. You'll be running to the bathroom before you've kind of finished swallowing the capsule even. It's, you know, and then you're not absorbing any of that magnesium, which is obviously the main purpose of taking it. So magnesium glycinate is really a really gentle form, really does help with the leg cramps in particular. That's bonded to glycine. And magnesium taurate is really heart focused. And with all the heart conditions that we're seeing, you know, there's a story I got told by my own dad the other day, where a gentleman he worked with, 49 years old, ultra marathon runner, passed away in his sleep. Just, you know, absolutely, you know, unfortunately, we know why. But, you know, if we are taking all of these precautions and making sure we add things like, you know, magnesium taurate into the diet, then we're giving ourselves the best chance, even if we did fall for the old jab trick that they threw at us.
Oh, I had a feeling that you were going to go there with that. But you see, it's happening. And now we've got other stories out right now about new studies in the COVID area. This is another reason why you need to be looking at Purely Men and taking this stuff, because now we're finding out, and it's more critical, especially with kids. Can kids take this stuff?
Absolutely. Yep. I give my children take one a day at the moment. And, you know, they are, you know, under 10 years old. So it's very safe.
Having a little bit of technical difficulty on your end there, Justin.
And really, is that better?
Yep, a little bit.
Okay.
Let's try that again.
Yeah, it's the new building. Yeah, so one capsule for children is what we're recommending. That's what my children take every day. And you can know, again, you notice the difference. And like I said, the standard American diet is, or SAD as we call it, it's critical that we are able to get a good source of magnesium into the children.
Right. Well, see, and the supplement business is always under attack by the FDA. But the bigger problem is, you know, you have to always say these disclaimers. The thing is that if people believe in supplements and they understand that there's a problem, and they don't want it, they don't trust modern medicine. I mean, it's been very difficult for me to trust modern medicine and trust doctors, except in an emergency situation where you got to go have a cut sewn up or something crazy like that. And then, you know, when it comes to your diet, I mean, they've lied to us about the food pyramid. They've lied to us about the jabs. Now we're finding out that kids, these shots they get, these booster shots and all this other junk that the schools are mandating right now, they're not doing the kids any good. The efficacy of the stuff just down the toilet, because the kids, really, as long as they're staying healthy, I'm sure you got the healthiest kids on the block. I mean, because of the fact they're on the kind of regimens that you're talking about, including Purely Men, your kids aren't that sick, are they?
Well, there is a difference, definitely, and mental acuity and IQ seems to be something that, you know, we've certainly noticed, you know, and it's not that they're miles ahead of the class in any sense, but there's definitely a difference with speech. There's definitely a difference with, I think, just the way they present themselves, not the same challenges, at least. And, you know, talking about the medical system, and we had to go in for some religious exemptions, you know, in Illinois. And we were kind of forced into a situation where we had to go into a more, well, I guess, an extreme Western medicine situation. And it turned into a complete argument and almost a fight, because apparently we were offensive to the indoctrination and belief system of this one practice. And, you know, to be honest with you, we called before we went and said, you know, we want to make sure you can sign the religious exemption. We're on a time crunch. They told us yes. We went in and they basically tried to strong arm us into following all of their westernized Rockefeller advice. And, you know, in the end, we just walked out, said, you know, this place is full of demons. There's evil in this building, and we're going to go somewhere where, you know, we're going to be led by the Lord. And that was such an eye opener. You kind of forget when you haven't been into one of those practices for so long, just how dark and demonic those places have become. And, you know, you see the videos they have or the news stations they have up on the in the waiting room. And it's all just pure indoctrination and propaganda. So it's critical that, you know, we get everybody out of that system into, you know, unless there's an emergency, like you said, Dave, that it's all about following the correct diet, the correct supplement advice. And, you know, that's why shows like yours are so important.
Well, the other thing I want to ask you, too, because we got about 3 minutes left before we conclude the show today, about Purely Men and about magnesium and about the absorption rate in the body and about it. You go to the doctor. And this is something that my wife and I have been talking about. And It's like, look, I'm not going to go listen to some doctor tell me what to do about my lifestyle because I'm healthy. I consider myself healthy. Some days I wake up and, you know, it's like, okay, I'm missing something here and it's something's not making sense. And I get it. And a lot of it, I mean, this is good for focus, folks. That's one of the reasons why I'm taking it. All right. You saw me take it on the air here. Blood work. How important is it to go get blood work and then have somebody analyze? Would it be better if you're going to get blood work done to go to a homeopathic or a holistic doctor that understands blood work or an endocrinologist that basically they all subscribe to the mainstream garbage that we have to put up with? I mean, when you're taking stuff like this, is it going to show up in your blood work?
Well, blood work is typically 3 to 6 months kind of in the past. So it's not going to be really accurate in the now. You know, I've had really good experiences with naturopaths and their analysis on blood work and more holistic type doctors. There's also a great way of looking if you utilize an effective applied kinesiologist, you can really dial into deficiencies as well. But generally speaking, the Western or the medical doctors are going to give advice that are going to just lead to prescriptions. And, you know, they're not looking at or not understanding it the same way from a nutritional perspective as they need to. So I think blood work there, even though it's an insight, it's really historical, and you're not going to dial into the real problems that you can with the more holistic doctors.
Interesting. And see, the things that people that put together these bioidentical hormones, that's the other side of the coin here. Because, I mean, if you think you're going to get with a bioidentical hormone the stuff that Purely Men's going to give you, wrong. because bioidentical hormones are mostly made out of synthetics, aren't they?
That's correct. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's really the Western model. It's synthetics because they can, you know, up the price. They can patent more effectively and really almost corner the market. But, you know, that's what we're up against. And the less expensive, more natural approach of utilizing supplements and correct diet. I mean, it's such an easy way to go, but you've also got to be careful that you stay away from the food pyramid. You know, why they made it a pyramid is anybody's guess, but it's completely upside down. And you've got to be very careful with the registered dietitian approach, because that, again, is Western medicine propaganda as well. So, yeah, you got to be careful. You got to be really aware of everything that's going on.
For sure. Well, there you go. Purely Men right now, the Power Mall. Get on the phone. Get on the Internet. Get a hold of them. 877-817-9829 is the number to call. Get your Purely Men while we still have it in stock. We'll get it out the door to you as quick as we can. In the meantime, Justin Porter, thank you so much for joining us to talk about this great product. And I am taking it on a regular basis. You need to, too. Thank you, sir. I appreciate the advice and everything that you've given us here. God bless you for the work you're doing. We will see you again next week.
Thanks, Dave. God bless.
Yep. Same to you, sir. And of course, folks, I know that the, you know, the conversation here has been just really, really controversial today, but we're trying to make sense of everything here, trying to get the truth out. That's what's important. So in the meantime, take what we say to heart. Live in peace. Be at peace with yourself above all things. God bless you. God bless the United States of America. We'll see you tomorrow.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.